Now that you have finalized your elevator pitch and have different versions put together, there are a few things to remember. Don't read aloud or memorize word for word. You are not going to whip out notes and read your pitch to potential customers. If you do, it will be apparent. Don't be afraid to have several versions of your elevator pitch, especially if you meet with different types of audiences. The next time you make your pitch at a professional or social event, pay attention for sounds of monotony in your voice. If what you say sounds flat or over-rehearsed, then imagine the impact you're having on others.
Too often, folks who memorize their pitch word for word get nervous, lose their place, and have trouble recovering.
Notes Hank Gilmore at Forbes.
A little improvisation is okay.
A sense of enthusiasm and passion are necessary. Keep your pitch fresh by switching things up or refining it for the future. You will get better results when you do. You will find that the work you put into developing and refining your elevator pitch will prove to be vital when developing customer relations.